What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we're making some deal?
A new wave of CRMs are refining the user and customer experience, emphasizing intelligent, holistic relationship management from supplier to customer, from team to public. Increasingly, sophisticated automation and data-driven features are changing the game when it comes to team productivity and scaling your business. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Ann Greeney, VP of Marketing at Affinity. Affinity uses patented technology to instantly surface important relationship data hidden in your communication streams and reveals which of your contacts is able to initiate the right warm introduction. This episode is brought to you by InCheck by SiteComplied. InCheck is a building operations platform used by thousands of property management teams to get visibility, accountability, and consistency, and to grow their portfolios and profits. To find out more, go to incheckapp.com. That's incheckapp.com. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. The Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Anne about her background and what led her to join the team at Affinity.
Yeah, so I actually started my career in the entertainment industry straight out of college, worked at Paramount Pictures and Sony PlayStation. And I really wanted to get into tech and get into the SaaS space. So I worked at a number of different companies and even started my own consulting company, working with a lot of Series A companies, helping them go to Series B. And I was actually first approached about Affinity a few months prior to, I was actually approached about Affinity by a number of different people. And I'd been hearing all this buzz about them in Silicon Valley. Joe Lonsdale, who's one of the founders, also founded Palantir, OpenGov, Adapar, and 8VC. And everyone was telling me, you gotta pay attention to this company. Like, they're really onto something. And so I met the founders, Ray and Shubham, and they were both, you know, a couple years out of Stanford. And I was really blown away by how they're approaching relationships and how they're approaching relationship management. And really looking at this issue of what a lot of people refer to as CRM, but taking a completely different approach by focusing on the data first. And that's what got me really excited about working here.
Attracted to Affinity's leadership with a long track record of success in Silicon Valley, I asked Anne to share the founder's origin story and what led to the founding of Affinity.
So Ray and Shubham, two of our co-founders, were actually juniors at Stanford at the time and both getting degrees in computer science. And they were very entrepreneurial and working with Pear Ventures, which is down right by Stanford campus. And they got a chance to interview some of the, you know, Bay Area at the time's best founders and executives. And during all these interviews, what they realized is all of these leaders had a fundamental problem in managing their most important relationships. They also at the time got to meet Joe Lonsdale, who, as I mentioned, founded Palantir and 8VC. And Joe talked to them about what this opportunity really looked like. This was much bigger than just what they were seeing, that everyone had a real problem in managing all the relationships we have now. You think of, we've gone digital and it's pretty easy to send 100, 200 emails a day. So that makes it really complicated to actually manage all of this. And also the other piece that's really interesting is that there's this treasure trove of data that every organization's sitting on. It's going completely underutilized, and that's communications data. So Joe, Ray, and Shubham talked together about what we could do with that data. They figured out, they spent a couple of years figuring out how to structure that data, cultivate it, augment it. And from there, they figured out how to really pipe that into a platform, which today is the Affinity CRM.
I asked Anne about the core challenges with traditional customer relationship software.
Well, you look at some of the leaders, and there are wonderful companies such as Salesforce is really the behemoth in this space. And there's these large enterprises, and what they really are is they're these giant warehouses for you to store all your relationship data. But they don't really work for you. You have to put in a lot of effort, often hiring, you know, a Salesforce operations person, someone to configure it. It takes a lot of effort. What we realized is if by tapping into the data first, we could create what we call smart enterprise. And by that, the data can work for you. So the system's constantly working for you, even when you're not actually using it. And so being able to tap into that data allows us to do a number of different things that, you know, the big CRMs in the industry, whether, you know, it's Salesforce and Aptos or some of the others, just can't do. And first off, it's eliminating manual data entry. So no email bots or Chrome extensions needed, just all that data is automatically in the system. Second, it's building this 360 Rolodex of every person and organization your team has talked to from the beginning of your inbox. And that's incredibly powerful. So you never cross wires, you always know who's talking to whom. You know the, you know, nature of any relationship, so you can always have a fundamental understanding of, hey, our CEO talked to this prospect, you know, 3 years ago, and here's what they said, here's the attachments that have been sent. So always having that understanding of your collective network. And the third is this relationship graph. So not only who knows whom, but how well. And so being able to apply relationship strength by evaluating that communications data and understanding who has the best path to an introduction or referral amongst the team.
Privacy concerns front page news in 2019. I asked Anne how Affinity balances privacy with insights on a network-based CRM.
We've had to take privacy and security incredibly serious. From the day that the team started building Affinity, we had everything from GDPR to all of the different compliance components in mind. We just received a new privacy shield. We are just about on our way to just about completing our SOC 2. Which is really important. So because we're dealing with communication data, we have to think that first and foremost. We've also built in a lot of different features that allow, whether it's admins or individual users, to adjust their own privacy. So maybe you don't want to be sharing email content, or you only want to share the fact that you had a contact or with an individual. You can make those adjustments as well.
I asked Anne how users leverage the collaborative insights on the Affinity platform.
First and foremost, the tool, because all of this data is being inputted without any proactive effort, it allows you to always know who's talked to whom, as I mentioned. And this really helps in not stepping on each other, you know, not crossing wires. So when you talk about collaboration, a lot of times people might be talking to, you know, one particular tenant or one particular building owner. And you want to make sure that not multiple people from the team, hey, when was the last time that we had contact with this building? And what was that contact? Who made it? What did we say? It's that coordination piece that's so important to business. It's so important to keeping and having healthy relationships. You know, you don't want to look like you're not in lockstep with your team. And so Affinity allows you to do that. And all that data is right there for you, whether using the mobile product or the desktop. So I think that that's a really important piece. So when you're going after new deals or maintaining current deals, always understanding, hey, when was the last time we talked to them? What did we say? You know, you can set up smart reminders so you make sure the right people on your team follow up at the right time.
I asked Anne why commercial real estate is such a good fit for Affinity's approach to relationship management.
Well, I think relationships are truly the backbone of an industry like commercial real estate. I mean, it's those relationships, and I think everyone that I've ever talked to in the space has said, you know, what makes or breaks, you know, success is the relationships that you have. And so what Affinity is allowing you to do, the technology can help you do kind of the heavy lifting and dirty work of relationship management. Excuse me. Because at the end of the day, it's all about those, that one-to-one communication, that FaceTime that you're able to have. That's what's really going to help kind of move the relationship forward. But you don't want to spend time in the CRM. You don't want to be inputting data. You don't want to have to manage your pipeline. Affinity does all that for you.
I asked Anne what benefits Affinity brings to pipeline management and about Affinity's automation tools.
Yeah, by allowing all that data to be in there and constantly being updated, that's really where that automation piece comes in. So you think about it, like how, well, first off, no one actually wants to put input data into a CRM. A lot of people don't do it. And so what that leaves you with is, you know, a CRM or, you know, a relationship platform with incomplete data. If the data is incomplete, that means you're usually creating, you know, assumptions off of inaccurate data. And so with Affinity, all that data is automatically put into the system. And that constant instant updates in real time makes sure that everyone on your team knows exactly what is going on with all of the deals in your pipeline.
I asked Anne what size organizations are best fit for Affinity services.
We have, you know, small teams of three that are using the platform, because when you think about how much data is actually in your inbox, you know, even think about your personal inbox, like my Gmail account goes back to 2005. So all of the people, all of the companies I have ever contacted from now till then, being able to extract all that information and say it's with just a team of three and weave all that together. So I would know of my team, hey, have we ever talked to Uber? Have we ever talked to, you know, JLL or CBRE? When was the last time we had communication with this building owner? Being able to have all that information weaved together, even for a small team, is still pretty significant. But we've also worked with Fortune 500 companies, large banks, investment firms. So there's really a pretty wide gamut of different types of companies that can use our service.
I asked Anne how Affinity views partnerships and who the best data partners are for Affinity's platform.
One of the really pieces of Affinity, going back to one of your first questions of like why I chose to work at this company, it really does boil down to the people. And we built an engineering culture. We are all about building. And so we have a team of engineers that is, you know, hands down better than and just more excited about building an innovation. And so what's interesting when you talk about integrations is we're always looking at who can, what other data can we add to the CRM or augment our customers or our prospects' information to help them, you know, to help make these insights even more actionable. And so if this Affinity turns into, you know, that system of action, it's not just the system of record of, hey, here's where the data is. It's like, we're helping tell you what actions you should take to, you know, close those next deals or build that next relationship that will, you know, help you walk in any door.
I asked Anne how Affinity views competition in the CRM space.
CRM is probably one of the most crowded spaces in SaaS. It's led by, you know, a pretty dominant leader, which is Salesforce, and they're an amazing product, but they weren't built for CRE. They weren't built for a lot of industries outside of straight sales. And so there's a number of players in the game, but, you know, we're really approaching it differently. And it's not about building a platform to be industry specific. It's really more about building a platform for the end user. And what that means is we want to build a platform that is super easy for the user, for any user to use, and to help them to manage and leverage all the relationships that they have or their team collectively has. And with that, it's also building a platform that's malleable enough to adjust to any industry. And so by doing that and kind of separating ourselves as being the most innovative in the space and doing the most interesting things with data to make it easier for our customers, that's really how we separate from the competition. Because building a CRM, well, A, no one really wants to work for a CRM company, and B, no one really wants to talk about CRM. So we're separating ourselves in the space, and that's why we call it relationship intelligence. It's really about what we're doing with the data and how we can take that data and make it actionable for our customers to make their lives easier.
As we look across the commercial real estate vertical, the largest players have a technical team in place, whether that's a CIO or an engineering team. Anne mentioned ease of use and Affinity's ability to work with small teams. I asked Anne what the implementation process looks like and how technical of a team does an organization need before it can start pulling insights out.
The really cool thing about Affinity is that from the day that you log on and you authenticate your communication data, so your email, calendar, instantly, all that information is put into the system. So again, you don't have to add any of this. You know, this idea of manual data entry is something that I think as technology continues to expand, like, we have to get away from. And because all that data is already in there from the time that you log on, this makes Affinity easy to use from day one. So at that point, then yes, there's all these different opportunities for customization, especially around how you want to manage your deals. And so our platform makes it really easy to use. It almost looks like Excel in a lot of ways. So with the only difference being that a lot of the different columns that you have, whether it's you could have last email, last communication, next meeting, all of that's automatically updated. So it makes it very flexible for teams to go in and start using from day one. And I think that that's one of the key differences. Anyone who signed on to a Salesforce or one of these platforms, it might take months before you can actually get up and running. But we try to make it as easy for our customers to use with as little friction as possible.
I asked Anne to discuss Affinity's business as it relates to commercial real estate.
We've been selling for the last about little over two years. We have over, you know, we've sold into over 1,000 different firms and funds. We initially sold into venture capital as a vertical and found incredible traction there. And from that point, we started pretty much just getting from a word of mouth and virality, selling into commercial real estate and a couple other verticals that have some parallels. And it's been really exciting. The more that we learn about commercial real estate, we see that this is an industry that can use a lot of disruption, especially in on the innovation side. And I think what's most exciting there with a number of our first customers like T3, Prologis, JLL, what's really interesting is there's a lot of customers that are seeking innovation and they just want to make it their lives easier. And if we can build technology that does that and makes a part of their job that, to be honest, they don't really like, which is putting data into a system and always having to track everything that you're doing. If we can build a technology that does that for you, and again, so you can spend your time doing things that really move the needle in your business, I think that's a huge win. And we've built a tool and a platform that will enable commercial real estate as an industry, will enable those professionals to do that.
I asked Dan what success looks like for Affinity over the next 12 months in the commercial real estate vertical.
Success for us, we're going to continue to look at integration partners, especially as we talk to customers and prospects of, you know, what do they really want in a system? Are there other data providers or players that we can pipe into Affinity to make it even more powerful? And then also just any other functionality that we can continue to help customize for the CRE space specifically. And yeah, we just continue, you know, it's really exciting here. It's like every week there's another couple customers in CRE. So we've started, you know, fairly small. I think we have about 20 or 30 firms that are on now, different companies in the space. And we're just going to continue to grow. And I think that that's really important as we've found that we solve a major pain point in the industry. And we just want to continue to learn in the space of how we can help more companies and more professionals with, you know, by solving a major pain point that they have.
I asked Dan what the opportunity is for Affinity in the relationship intelligence space over the next 5 to 7 years.
The most exciting piece is that we're just kind of scratching the surface. I think that they're, you know, going back to you, this is why it's so exciting to be part of an engineering culture, part of a culture that really prides itself and it gets excited about innovation, because there's so much opportunity, especially with all of the different types of communication that we have today, to be able to weave all of that together to really get a complete picture of our relationships. And especially as relationships go more and more digital, the more of that we can help organize, the easier it's gonna be for us to do what, in my opinion, will be the most important, which is actually having face-to-face conversations and meeting people in person. Because as we go more and more digital, that's what's going to stand out. So the Affinity and the technology can actually do all the heavy lifting and dirty work on that side. So you can go and have more, you know, coffees or actual face-to-face conversations or maybe even just phone calls. I think that that's what's going to help people, you know, really separate the winners from the losers in the future. Because as we all know, we kind of drown in digital communication, and what's going to really stand out is what is that face-to-face and that real human connection.
Great to connect with Ann Greeny of Affinity today. Affinity is a relationship intelligence platform built to expand and evolve the traditional CRM. Relationships are the backbone of the world's most successful businesses. Affinity's mission is to build a smart enterprise platform that will revolutionize how businesses manage and leverage their networks. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Anne in Affinity's pursuit to build a relationship intelligence platform for the modern era. You can find out more about Anne and Affinity in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.